Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
I'm not sure of the last time that a service was held in the college chapel on Easter Sunday. If it's ever happened, it was most likely a long time ago. But these are, of course, unusual times, and what better day than Easter Sunday for us few here and those of you listening to join together in worship, in singing and prayer. In this time of uncertainty and sorrow, we can find in the traditional stories and rhythms of life great solace and peace. This year it seems that the old Easter story has an even greater relevance and texture of meaning than we've ever known it to have had before. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth will proclaim your praise. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, it is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
Let us all, wherever we are, sing together hymn number 244, There is a Green Hill Far Away.
Reading from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20, beginning at the first verse, the resurrection of Jesus. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet he did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord. I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Here ends the reading.
I suppose that Mary Magdalene thought that things could not get any worse. The Lord had been brutally killed, and the horror of it all was still very fresh in her mind. Before the sun had even come up, she makes her way to the tomb. As she nears the place where Joseph and Nicodemus had laid Jesus' body, to her utter dismay, she sees that the large stone in front of the tomb had been removed, and she knows that this can only mean one thing, that Jesus' body has gone. She runs back to Simon Peter and John and says, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter and John waste no time. They run to the empty tomb. John, the younger of the two men, gets there first, but he's cautious and stops at the entrance and peers inside. He sees the linen wrappings lying there, but does not go in. Then Peter arrives and, with no caution whatsoever, runs straight into the tomb. He too sees the linen wrappings lying there, and also the cloth that had been around Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Finally, John gathers himself together and steps inside. Later on, describing his own reaction, he says, "He saw and believed." John believed that Jesus was no longer dead. He had seen Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead, and Jesus had given enough strong hints that he too would die and be raised again. And now it seems that even as the sun continued to rise on that first Easter morning, so the light is dawning in John's mind that this was what Jesus had been telling them all along. He really was going to be killed, and he really was going to rise from the dead. As Peter and John depart to tell the others, Mary returns to the tomb once more. Through her tears, she sums up the courage to peer inside. Instead of darkness, instead of a place of death, she sees light, two angels in white sitting at either end of the place where Jesus' body had been. They speak to Mary and ask, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She replies, "They've taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Something makes her turn around, and she sees a man standing there. She does not know who he is until he says her name, "Mary." It is Jesus. Despair becomes joy. One moment her world was in chaos, and in another it is utterly transformed. Night gives way to day, hell to heaven, death to life. Jesus says to her, "Go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary is the apostle to the apostles. She has the important job of telling them the good news of Jesus' message. She goes to them and says, "I have seen the Lord." There it is, a story believed by billions that stands at the very center of history, but one where the ending has not yet been written because the story continues with us. What does the empty tomb mean for us? What does Jesus' death and resurrection mean for us? It means that God loves us so much that he gave his one and only Son so that we and all who believe and trust in him would be forgiven and made right with God, here, now, and forever. And that is the really good news that we all need to hear and heed. Amen. The Easter Collect Prayer. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. Grant that as by your grace, going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help we may bring them to good effect. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. For our intercessions, the response to Lord, hear us is, Lord, graciously hear us. In joy and hope, let us pray to the Father that our risen Saviour may fill us all with the joy of his glorious and life-giving resurrection. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for all who are affected by the coronavirus through illness or isolation or anxiety, that they may find hope and light, relief and recovery. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those guiding nations at this time and shaping national policies, that they may make wise decisions. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For doctors, nurses, and medical researchers, that through their skill and insights, many will be restored to health. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the vulnerable and the fearful, for the gravely ill and the dying, that they may know your comfort and peace. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Heavenly Father, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as his death has recalled us to life, so his continual presence in us may raise us to eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers by praying together that prayer which Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us all sing together hymn number 288, Thine Be the Glory. Living God, for our redemption you gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection you have delivered us from the power of our enemy. Grant us so to die daily unto sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his risen life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Go in the peace of the risen Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.